here's the bottom line for me. What is a minimum wage? What's the whole goal of a minimum wage? And it seems to me that lately the goal is to try to lift people out of poverty, when that's, wage isn't the only thing that keeps people in poverty. As a business owner, it is not in my best interest nor the best interest of anybody that I hire to keep them at an entry-level wage. It's not progress. It's not progress for me, and it's not progress for them. But what happens when I hire someone at an entry-level wage that has no training? Here's what the barriers are, and these are the things that should be addressed, not just a minimum wage. And these are the things that can make a difference in a rural area versus, and also a difference for urban areas, but more so in a rural area. Here's transportation issues. Like here in Grace Harbor, if somebody lives out in Westport and the bus stops running at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I have a difficult time filling the positions for, you know, because I'm open till 11. So transportation is a barrier to getting someone in and moving them up the ladder. Childcare, affordable childcare. I can't tell you how difficult it is for single moms and single dads when they're trying to hold a full-time job and be a responsible parent. It's really difficult when there isn't affordable childcare. So they might have to leave in the middle of a shift. They might have to call, they have to call in sick when their child is sick. That's their priority. There's lots of other things that affect people getting into good paying jobs. And the amount of good paying jobs is an issue.